marked from where it went out of bounds after the interception. And I'm surprised it's just a 10-yard penalty. That's what it looks like, 10 yards. So Bad Axe Hatchets will have it first and 20 with 20 seconds to go. It was a 15-yarder.
Well, it looks like it's going to be first and 10. They're just setting the new line of scrimmage back that far.
Gotcha. So it'll be first and 10, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hatchets with the ball. Tommy Morto, the quarterback. Along with Joey Amon in the backfield. Handoff goes to Amon up the middle. He's going to pick up a few yards. Running under his left tackle with a nice dive up the middle for a few yards. And we're just about ready to end this third quarter as the clock ticks down. The Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets, 20-0. This is WLEW Radio 102.1 FM at the end of the third quarter with the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Reese Rockets, and we'll be right back after these.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field, 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports, Bad Axe Hatchets, and the Reese Rockets. Now, I know we've been saying it all night, guys. The score is 20-0, but it's been one heck of a ball game. So it'll be second and 7 at the start of the fourth quarter. Hatchets with the ball on the 25-yard line. And Tommy Morto keeps it. This one, he's going to get bounced hard there at the 35-yard line. But he bounced right back up. Boy, he got picked up and slammed to the ground.
And another big block by Joey Amon.
That'll make a first and 10 on the 36-yard line of the Hatchets. The weather's been pretty decent here in the second half. We don't want to jinx it, but you know what? If it does, it does. But nothing like the first half. The wind's picked up here now again in the fourth quarter. The wind's at the bat of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Tommy Morno's going to keep it. Makes a handoff in the middle. We'll run it off the right guard and picks up about 3. 11:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets, 20-0. Homecoming for your Bad Axe Hatchets.
Boy, they keep that no huddle, you know, not just that it can wear down a defense, but they're just unable to get in any new players. And they've got a bunch of guys on the sidelines that they can't get into this game.
And the Hatchets gonna put Max in motion again. Look at all that crossing in the backfield. Although this one didn't go anywhere. They had about 3 fakes going on that could have happened. But for once they get stopped, so good defense that time. Number 24 in there for the Reese Rockets, John McCoy. 62 is also in there, Zeke Brickle.
And the Reese defense has been playing very disciplined football.
Yes.
They have not given up that many really big plays.
Bad Axe Hatchets with the ball. It's gonna be 3rd and 6. They're gonna split 3 receivers off on the right side.
We haven't seen this one yet tonight, have we?
It's number 80, Mason Krug. 44 is out split, Matt McVay. And 21, Zach Jandreski. Jandreski end around in motion, nothing there, but the pass is still gonna come to the right side. In and out of the hands of Matt McVay. Now that was a very catchable ball and not a bad throw.
I'll tell you what though, Jacob Golster had Matt McVay in his sights, and if Matt McVay catches that ball, he was about to pay for it in a very big way.
So this is going to bring up a punting situation as the Bad X Hatches will form it up to kick. Fourth down and six. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So back to receive is Gulster, the quarterback. And the other quarterback, Morneau, kicking in. A nice kick by Morneau. Puts it all the way down to the 10-yard line and rolls out of bounds on the 1 yard line. What a kick by Morneau from about the 30-yard line all the way downfield. That thing took some hatchet wind. It took a hatchet bounce and out right in front of the goal line. He couldn't have pinned the Reese Rockets back any tighter if he tried.
He netted close to 70 yards on that punt. That was just a booming punt.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not even going to give the wind that much credit. That flag's not moving that far. So that was a lot of leg and a great bounce. Good kick there by Tommy Morneau. So that'll be first and 10 on the one. Where are they at? No, they're back up to about the 3 yard line. First and 10 with 9:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bad X Hatchets homecoming on top of the Reese Rockets 20-0. It's going to be quarterback keeper out of the shotgun. And number five, Jacob Gulster, is going to pick up some space and gives him a little bit of room to breathe here.
Looks like Joey Amian in on the stop for that one.
That'll make it second and five with 9:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Reese Rockets with the ball. I have a feeling we're going to see this thing aired up sooner or later.
I think you're right.
Right here, we've got two backs there. Are they back to run? Are they going to block? Here we go, out of the shotgun, number five. Gulster's looking for it. He was looking to pass.
Yep.
And hatchets are all over him on that one. 44-28.
He wanted to pass down that right side, but the Hatcher defense was not going to give him a chance.
It's 44, Matt McVay all over top of him. 28, Joey Ames on top of him. 59, blocking things up. Big Nick Walsh. 68, Anthony McLeod. And it sure looked like he was going to roll out to that right side and pass, but he didn't get it past that right side tackle. Nice contain there by the Bad X Hatchets.
He was running for his life before he could even look downfield.
68, Anthony McLeod with the contain on that one. Oh, drops the snap. You're out of the shotgun. Gulster with a run for the life. And he's going to get tackled back in the end zone for a safety. Number 61 back in there.
They're not going to give him the safety.
Oh, they're going to call a stop and forward motion back there. And they'll keep the clock rolling.
We're going
to stop it on the two.
We're going to give him forward progress of just a yard or so.
Well, great play there, number 61, John Messing, and number 68, Anthony McLeod. On the outside, the contain for the defense did a great job. Number 68 there, I believe that was McLeod who strung him out and got a hand on him.
Yeah, it was, and if he doesn't get him, there's a lot of room on that left side.
But some great pursuit there. John Messing stayed contained and just took it right down that back sideline. Almost blocked the kick. In there was number 64. Brett McKelpin went diving in there, just about had a hand on it. And he dove through the air, Chad, 5'11", 220 pounds. Man,
that was nice. And I'll tell you, they were punting. I'm pretty sure the punter's heel was just about out of the back of the end zone.
So even though they kicked that from the back of the end zone, Bad X Hatchets are going to have the ball. A lot of time on the clock, 7:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Hatchets with great field position as they have it on the Reese 29. First and 10, 7:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Bad X Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets 20-0 at homecoming in Bad X. Shotgun formation, split receivers wide, quick pitch out to the left side. It's going to go to number 28, Joe Amon. Breaks a tackle, spin move, breaks another tackle. At the 15, down to the 10, and close to the 5-yard line. What a run, 28, Joey Amon.
Another nice hard run, a nice spin move about halfway through it. He just keeps those legs going.
Two spin moves. He should have been taken.